Kiribos, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Ksuvah's daf Samach Gimel. And we start today with the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Shidduch and how he became, not exactly how he became, but when he became such a great Rav. And we'll finish up, most of the daf actually is about what we call a Moredes, a woman who rebels against her husband, and for that matter, a husband who rebels against his wife. That'll be the mission on Samach Gimel and Aleph. But here we start on Samach Beis Amud Beis. Four lines up, the story of Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Gemara in Nedarim, if I'm not mistaken, has a similar account of this story, because as you'll see, Kavu Sevua made a Neder, so that obviously goes along with that vibe over there, but the story, the Gemara there is slightly different, the details are slightly different. We'll obviously, you know, read the Gemara as is over here. I think the version over there, Nedarim, is slightly more well known, but you know, sure enough, this is obviously Baruch Hashem, the Gemara we're going to learn today. So says the Gemara, four lines up, Rabbi Akiva, Reya de Ben Kalb Savua Hava. Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd, for here the Gemara calls him Ben Kalb Savua, what seems to imply that it was the son of Kalb Savua, which could be that then he, therefore Rabbi Akiva married his Kalb Savua's granddaughter. Okay, calls him Ben Kalb Savua, or alternatively, he's just the same guy, but his first name was Ben? I don't know. Okay, either way. So he was a shepherd for Ben Kalb Savua, and Chazizi Barti Dahava Tzania, Umali. And then, sure enough, Ben Kalb Savua's daughter, or saw that Rabbi Akiva was a Tzinius, right, in Mali, and he was Gishmak, he was a good man. And Amrele, she said, Imekad Shalach, Azul Levirav, if we get engaged, if you marry me, will you go to the base manager? So apparently Rabbi Akiva was down, and he said, Amrele, in. He said, no problem. So he Kad Shalach, Tzinia, Vishadarte. Right, so sure enough, they got engaged in secret, right, quietly, right, without anybody, without any fanfare, and she sent him to the Beis Medrash. And again, you see that she was the driving force between Rabbi Akiva's greatness, as the Gemara will say in a second, Shalivi Shalachem Shalahi, that she got a lot of the schar as well. So Shama Avua and Afki Mebese. So sure enough, as her father heard that he was a very wealthy guy, and she had married the shepherd, right, and okay. Fine, and he was very upset and threw out of his house. So Adra Hanam and Nichsei, and he made a neder that she should never benefit from his stuff. Right? He disowned her basically. So Azul Yosef Trey Sari Shanin Bibi Rav. Sure enough, Rabbi Akiva sat and learned 12 years in the Beis Medrash. And you said, if you remember yesterday, we had a couple of stories where they went to learn for 12 years. The Achronim talk about why 12 years. The Ben Yoyada, for example, says it's Shisha Sudri Mishnah times two, because you got to learn it Be'ion and Bekiyas, okay, or I guess probably first Bekiyas and then Be'ion. Then Yaakov says that the Gemara Chulin that says that it's 3 years before a person says, right, if after 3 years a person does not have a tzlach in his learning, so then you got to give it up, meaning he's not going to be real asim and bracha, he's going to have to go find a parnasa, right? It's not for you. And says in Yaakov that there are four areas, right? The Gemara in Kedushin says the four things that a father's got to teach his kid. So Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha, and Haggadah. So 4 times 3, obviously, is 12. Okay, right, different interpretations, but right, that number crops up a lot. It can't be a coincidence. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva once learned 12 years, and Kiyosi came back to his house, and I say, Behadya, Trey, Sari, Alfi, Talmide. Sure enough, he had 12,000 Talmidim. And Shami, Lahu, Saba, he saw Ahu Saba. Now Tosfos elsewhere says that Ahu Saba is usually Eliyahu HaNavi. So if you understand that, so it could be that Eliyahu HaNavi was trying to push Rabbi Akiva in this direction. I think the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara Nedarim says that Ahu Rasha, that there was a Rasha. That's obviously not Eliyahu HaNavi. But either way, whether it's a Saba or a Rasha, said to Rabbi Akiva's wife, the Gemara, right? Right? How long are you going to be a living widow? Meaning, how long? Rabbi Akiva, your husband's never around. Like, what's the deal? So Amalei said to him, "Ili didid sais yosif trei sari shani achrini." If it was up to me, if he would listen to what I would say, I'd tell him to go back for another 12 years. So Amar Bershuska Avida and Hadar Azel. So Akiva said to himself, "Well, apparently I have permission to learn another 12 years," and so he left. So he turned around, and he went back. Famous Shmuz of Rabbi Yisrael Salant and Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. It says that you see that he didn't even stop to say hi. And you see that 24 years straight is better than 12 plus 12 because there is a Ritzifus there. Okay, well, that's already a Moser Shmuz for like Benaz Manam or whatever. So anyway, Rabbi Kiva Vazel Trey Sari Shani Achri Beirav, he went 12 more years. Then Ki also, then when he came back, so then Isi Behedi, he brought with him Esrim Arba Alfi Tamidim. Sure enough, right, he had another 12,000 students. This is his 24,000 talmidim that we're familiar with from Sfiras HaOmer, Rachmanot Zlan. So, Shama de Besu and Havas Kanafka Lape. So his wife heard that he was back, and she went out to greet him. She went out to see him. So Amar Leila Shivase, a neighbor said to her, Shili money levushvi's kase. So borrow some clothes, right? Put him some clothes. Pasha says she was living by herself 24 years, didn't have any money. So here, go out and borrow something nice. So Amar Leila, so she said, nah, yadea tzadik nefesh behemto. Right? He's a tzadik, he knows the nefesh. He doesn't judge by clothing. Right? I don't need to borrow anything. Kimati legabe, when she got to Rabbi Kiva, nafla al apa v'kamej nashka leir lakari. Right? She bowed down to him, and she bowed down and started kissing his feet. So this Rabbi Kiva's pashas had a shamish, right? Had people who shamish to me the chachamim. Rabbi Kiva had not a servant, but maybe a talmid or whatever, and he tried to get rid of her. Get out of here, crazy woman. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Kiva said, no, shavku, I'll leave her alone. Because famous line, shalish v'shalachem shalohi. Anything that belongs to me and everything that belongs to you, that's all hers. Right? Again, because she was the driving force between him going to learn Torah. So Shama Avua also gave Rabba Lamasa. So ironically enough, Ben Kavos Avua found out that there was a great tzaddik that came to the city, right? Tzaddik Balayir. So Amar Aizi Lagabe, right? Maybe he said, I'll go to him. Efshar Demefer Nidarai, right? Maybe already he was feeling bad that, again, for 24 years his daughter's living in poverty. He's a very wealthy man. He already felt bad. So he said, maybe I'll go to the Rav and he'll Nefer Neder, get rid of my Neder. So also the Gabe, he went to Rabbi Kiva, and Amar Lei said, so Rabbi Kiva said to him, Adaitit the Gavaraba mi Nedarta, right? Would you have made your Neder if you knew that your son-in-law would become a Gavaraba, a great man, a Tamach Chacham? So Amar Lei said, no, filu perek echad afilu halacha achas. Even if you would have just learned one halacha, one perek, I wouldn't have made the Neder. I just was upset that he's an Amoritz, but if he would have learned something, I would have been fine with it. So Amar Lei, sure enough, surprise, Anahu, that's me. Nafal al ape v'nashki al kari, and another, I'm not sure what the significance is, but again, he got down and Ben Kapos and Will kissed him on his foot, and v'yarev le pagim amone, and he gave him half of his money. Okay, fine. And Barti the Rabbi Kiva, and sure enough, the Rabbi Kiva's daughter, Abdelela ben Azai, he did the same exact thing with Ben Azai. Right? She sent him to go learn Torah. Shaila that Tosis brings up over here, the Gemara says in Sota that Ben Azai never married. So there's an answer. There are answers over there. If you want to look at Tosos and Barte, or the Gemara gives a suggestion that maybe he got engaged or he got married and he's never with his wife. Okay, either way, fine. Finally, there are inshi. This is what people say: Rachela bas Rachela Azla ke over the ima kachlo of Dibarta, right? Like daughter, like mother, like daughter, right? Like a sheep follows a sheep. I don't know. I guess a mother like daughter. It doesn't say follow like son, but mother like daughter. That's the same story happened. Rav Yosef brei de Rav Ashadri Avue lebei Rav the commander of Yosef. And Rav Yosef, similar, another story, that Rav Yosef ben Rava was sent to learn by the Beis Medrash of Rav Yosef, and Paskele Shis Shani. And he decided 6 years. He had a plus Shani, when he had three years, right, I mean, he said he was going to spend 6 years straight. He came back after 3 years, though, Matamale Yom Kippur, and Amar Ezov Echazinu in Shevese. Right, so sure enough, Rav Yosef's son, or Rav Yosef was the son of Rava. So Rava sent Rav Yosef to learn by Rav Yosef, I guess it was Rav Yosef Brei de Rava. So Rav Yosef Brei de Rava decided, you know what, 3 years I'll go say hi to everybody. So Shakob Mana v'nafak l'ape. So his father took a mana, Rashi says over here, clay Zion. He took a weapon. I get that it was to make sure that he knew it was serious. And Amar Lei, so Naschan is Karis. What, you remember your prostitute, right? Very intense. But you came back to be with your wife. What, you have 6 years of learning, go learn straight for 6 years. Some people say not as intense, but your nuskan is kares. Well, you remembered your dov, meaning that your wife. Again, that's a much more nicer way of putting it. So either way, itru. Sure enough, they got into a fight over it. Lo mar ifsik, lo mar ifsik, and neither of them were able to eat sudom afsekas before Yom Kippur. So that's a little warning about getting into a fight. Okay, switching topics now to a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamuderes al Baila. If a woman is rebellious against her husband, and we'll see in a second, a husband against a woman as well. Now we have to define what that means. We'll see. That'll be the Gemara. So, Poskim la miksuvasa shira dinar and bishavis. She starts losing, right? We start finding her. She starts losing 7 dinar, right, per week from a ksuba. Right? Start docking her pay almost, right? Docking her ksuba. Yudu amar sheva trapikin, okay, different type of currency. And we'll see what the value of that is compared to a dinar. That's not today, that's tomorrow, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Masayu poches, how much, right? So, kenegi ksuba, so, right, obviously she stands to lose her entire ksuba, right? If she holds out for that long, right, she could lose entire ksuba. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even more. Rabbi Yossi, omer la'olam, who poches v'holech, right, ad she'im tipol la, right, yerusha mimakom acher, right, you can even go into the inheritance, meaning she could have in the negative. And at that point, she'll lose any Yerusha that she would get. Right? She would only collect a part of it and not all of it. Gova Himena, sorry, that's meaning that she would collect some of it. V'chein Amudar al Ishto, and so too, the other way around. If a husband swears against his wife, a man who rebels against his wife, Mosivin al Ksubasa, Shloshi Dinar on Bishabbos, right, his fine is we add to the Ksuba. We obviously don't detract. We add 3 Dinar a week. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Shlosha Terapikin. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's actually 3 times a week. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, obviously, before we get anywhere in this Mishnah, Moredes Mimai. What is the rebellion here? So Rav Huna Amar Mishtash Shamita, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina Amar Malacha. Either from Tash Shamita, from having Bia, or from work. So let's figure out which one it is. Our Mishnah says, V'chein Mored Al Ishto, so to a husband who rebels against his wife, Bishlam Lamadam Tash Mish. According to the one who says it's tashmarit to solachai, so that makes a lot of sense because husband has a responsibility to be with his wife. That's in the ksuba. El lamadar mimalacha, mimishubalach. What? The husband has to work for her. Right, if you tell me that it's malacha, since when does the husband work for his wife? So the Gemara says actually in. Right, if he says, I'm not feeding my wife, I'm not going to take care of her, I'm not going to provide for her, so that's it. What are you talking about? That's what he's obligated to do. Right? Person has to work. Right? Get a lot of emails from Victor Miller, not from Victor Miller himself, but from people who kind of peruse his recordings. And a lot of it is about how it's very important for a husband, a man, to work. Right? So he shouldn't be idle. First of all, he has a responsibility to provide. Second of all, it's good that he doesn't occupy his time with stupidity. So, yeah, so the husband has an obligation to work. So there you go. I've Amarav, but didn't Rav say, Omar, any Zavim in front of Yotzi, eating Ksubasa? Uksuba, but one second. But didn't Rav say, if a husband decides to violate the marriage, the terms of the agreement in that way, forget docking and pay. He has to divorce her. Pay the whole Ksuba. So he says, okay, but don't we ask him first? Meaning, it's not instantaneous, it takes some time to convince him. So while he's holding out on us, right, we increase the ksuba, right, every week. Meisve, one second, ask you a question. Achas li, again, the Brisa says that moredes, when the wife is rebelling, right, it's either, right, it's regardless of whether it's aruso nesuya, whatever level of marriage it is, afilu nida, even if she's a nida, afilu chola, even if she's sick, afilu shemeres yavam, even if they're not fully married, shemeres yavam, but that's also again if she doesn't want to marry him, for example. So what's going on over here? So let's just read the parentheses because it helps actually Dafka in this place. Bishlam lamanda ara b'malacha shapir. Right, it makes a lot of sense if you're talking about the one who says that she's refusing to do work. Right, so that makes a lot of sense. But right, again, all these women, if they refuse to work, right? So then you're going to have the fine and deduct from Ruxuba. Elamanda Amar with Tashmish, Nida Bas Pashmish. But if you tell me it's refusing to have Tashmish, but Anita is not allowed to be with her husband. So what are you talking about? What could be the rebellion that Anita is doing? As Gemara says, like we said yesterday or 2 days ago, I don't remember, Amar Lecha Inodoma Misha Ishla Bas Pesal Lo Misha Inlo. Right now, if a person knows that eventually he will be with his wife, so then he feels a lot better. If she's rebelling against him and won't even be with him even after the Nidus is done, so that's a problem, and that's what we're talking about over here. We want to have pas pasal. We want to make sure that they won't mitzvashem be together after the nida is over. Igadami, some another version. Some say bishlam lamad amar mitashmish. That you can bring a proof from a different part of the brisa that if you tell me that it's she's rebelling against bia. So that makes a lot of sense, right? That it's when she's sick. Right? Again, she's sick, okay, but she can still be with him. So Elamand Amar Malacha Cholabas Malachli. What do you mean? But if a woman who is sick, she can't work. So why can you tell me that it's work? So Gemara says Elamitashmish. So Gemara says Einachinami. Meaning, it's not her fault. We're not going to deduct money from her, right? If she's not working, she's not working. She's bedridden. What do you mean she's not working? So Allah Sigmar says, "Mitash mikul emal pligi to have him read this." Now, everybody, so you have to rephrase the machlokas. Really, everybody agrees if a woman refuses to be with her husband and vice versa. So that is a moredas. That is what we're talking about over here. Ki pligi, the machlokas is: do you also consider someone who refused to work as a mored or a moredas? Right? Ki pligi b'malacha. Mar sabrim malacha lo having moredas, and mar sabrim malacha nami having moredas. Again, the machlokas is whether malacha is included in this halacha of mored and moredas or not. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Really, not what we just said, but it's a quote from Bryce. I'm sorry. Moredas al baila poskulam miksuvasa ishiva dinari b'shavis. If a woman rebels against her husband, right, it's a brisa, that's not exactly, it's similar to the Mishnah, but not exactly. And this is what we quoted before, the end of it, with the achas li at the end. So anyway, so if a woman rebels against her husband, so you take away seva dinarim per week. Rabbi Yehuda omer sheva tra pikin. Okay, fine. Rabbi Seinu, but the chachamim, chazru benimnu, they got together and they voted, and she machrizin alea arba shabasa zuha chazu, that they would announce. Not only would they fine her, they would announce her and embarrass her in public, right, again, to make sure that she would recant and go back. V'sholchala beizdin. And then the beizdin would send her, and they would say, hey, v'yudah shafilu ksu basech me'amana. Don't you know that even though your ksuba is 100, he've sat it, you're losing. Right, you're losing money. Achasli, and now this is what we quoted before, regardless of whether Arusa, whether they're engaged, Nesua, fully married, Filanida, if she's an Anida, Chola, right, Afilu Shemeres, Yavam. So Amar Leich, Rabbi Chia Bar Shmuel, Bar Yosef, Lishmuel, Anida Bas Tashmashi, so that was the Shaila, meaning that what, can Anida have Tashmish, so Amar Leich is back to him again, as we answered, Eino Dolan Misha Ish Lapas Pesalo, Misha In Lapas Pesalo, right, it's very different, right, if a person is unable to have them versus if they know they will be able to have B in the future. Again, that's one of the reasons why we allow a husband and wife to be miyachid together, to have yichud, when she's a nida, because even though they can't be together, and even though they can't be miyachid before they're married, but when she's a nida and they are married, we do allow the yichud because pas pesalo, because we know eventually, right, they'll be able to be together. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, ein machrizin alea ela b'teknesis b'temidroshes. Right, you only announce it in the most public of places and shuls in the Beis Medrash. Amarava, Daganami, that makes a lot of sense. Why? Meaning that that's where you announce it. You don't announce it in the town square or whatever, or the stores or whatever. So, and that makes sense, because what does it say? Dekatani arba shabasos. Right, zu chazu, right? Four shabbases. That's when people are in shul. So shmamina, we see that that's where you make the announcement. Amarabi marchama, pamim sholkan, like you can imagine those announcements, right? Right, announcements in shul, right, are not nearly as juicy or exciting, but you can imagine if that was part of it. They sent her twice, right? Once before the announcement, right, to warn her that, hey, by the way, we're about to announce this to everybody, and once after. Darash of Nakam Baruch is the halacha Rabbi Seinu, and sure enough, the halacha is like the Rabbanim. Meaning we that we was it as we said before that we get rid of the entire ksuba, right? And arba shavasos, right? And then you tell her that you lose the ksuba right away, or maybe more or less. Sorry, just phone call. Hold on. How do I mute this? Okay, sorry, not sure how to mute that. Okay. Viter, where are we holding? Good. Amar Rabba Hai Burcha. So Rabba said, no, that's not correct. And that's not what we do. So Amar later of Nechem Bar Yitzchak, he said, my Burcha, see, what's the problem? Amar Risa Nihali, Umishmei de Gavar Rabba, Amar Risa Nihali. And I said this, and I said it in the name of a great man, Umanu Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, this is Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina's Shita. So the EU, come on, Sabar. And so Rava, who said that it's not a good halacha, so who is he holding like? Like this. Ditmar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rava said the name of Rav Sheshes, halacha nimlachinba. The halacha is we try, it literally means to ask advice, but it means that we talk to her, meaning that we give her some time. But we don't just take away the brisa, which, you know, kind of like just almost immediately we announce it and we start docking the pay and we start getting rid of the ksuba in the 4 weeks. Right here, no, we said we give it, we try to talk to her, and yes, you kind of dock pace, it's 7 dinar a week, right, but, and the price is much shorter, right, it was only 4 weeks, so that we won't that we don't do. We try and get them together. And Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, Halacha Einim Lachem Lan. Halacha is against that we do not actually do that. But either way, Taklis is that Rava was holding like Rav Sheshes. Gemara says, Hechi Dami Moredes. What's the case of Moredes? That just to clarify, meaning that there's different types of, when a woman says she won't be with her husband, so there are different types of not wanting to be with your husband. So that we have to clarify what that means. So Amar Amimar, Amimar says, Amar Boile Umitzaranale, that in a Hanami, I want to stay married, but I want to, I'm doing this to bother him. She's getting revenge or something. Aval Amra may is a lie, but if she says he's disgusting, then lo kafin a lie, then we do not force. I mean, we don't force her to stay married, right? And then she gets disgusted. Right? If he's disgusting, if he's hideous, if she's frustrated, if he's horrible to her, so then we get her out of the marriage. Marzuja Amra, no, kafin a lie. No, if he says he's disgusting, right? We do pressure her to stay married. Right? We don't just want to end marriages just because things go bad or they're different as they used to be. And sure enough, and there's a story where Marzitra forced a couple to stay together, right, even though the husband was, I guess, disgusting or gross or whatever. And sure enough, Rabbi Chanina Bar Surah came out from that union, was one of their children, or I guess, or maybe grandchildren. So see, that is a good thing. So the Gemara says Valohi, and it's not actually the proper, you can't use that as a proof, because that's some Sadeh Shmaya, Kosh Baruch Hu can kind of kind of move things along, and make things a little bit better. I think, in general, though, we do not suggest this course of action, and it's not appropriate. Okay, fine. We'll do that story tomorrow. Yeah, or we'll call it here, and we'll do that story tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.